The Little Red Hen. There are brown hens and white hens and speckled hens aplenty. But this little hen was a little red hen who pecked at the ground with her little yellow beak until one day she pecked at a little grain of wheat. What a surprise! What a treat! She looked around and asked the other animals, "Who would like to help me plant this grain of wheat?" The pig, the goose, and the mouse, who all happened to be walking by, exclaimed,
"Not I!
Not I! Not I!"
"Oh, well, I shall have to plant it by myself then," said the little red hen. The little red farmer hen planted her grain of wheat. She covered it with dirt and watered it. Time, sun, and rain did their work, and the grain grew up, yellow and ripe. The little red farmer hen looked on in wonder and asked the other animals, "Who would like to help me harvest the wheat and bring it to the mill to grind?" The pig, the goose, and the mouse, who all happened to be walking by, ran to hide.
"Not I!
Not I! Not I!"
"Oh, well, I shall have to harvest it myself then," said the little red hen. The little red farmer hen harvested her wheat and brought it to the mill. The grinding stone did its work, and the smooth flour was put in a bag. The little red baker hen looked on in wonder and asked the other animals, "Who wants to help me bake a loaf of bread with this smooth flour?" The pig, the goose, and the mouse, who were never far away, went on their merry way.
"Not I!
Not I! Not I!"
"Oh, well, I shall have to make it myself then," said the little red hen. The little red baker hen mixed the flour, water, yeast, and salt. The oven did its work. The dough rose. The crust became golden. The little red hen, proud of herself, asked the other animals, "Who wants to help me taste this lovely loaf?" The pig, the goose, and the mouse smelled the fresh bread and came running, mouths watering.
"Me!
Me! Me!"
"Well, since I planted and harvested, ground and baked all alone, I might as well eat all alone too. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes." And that is just what she did.